We've learned the power of groups after spending time alone during the pandemic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Bardeen, professor of English at the University of Dayton, explores how one scene sticks together.
Metal music has been around for more than 50 years since Black Sabbath's self-titled debut album was released February 13, 1970. Since then, metal has expanded to nearly every country on earth. Still, in many places, fans of the music and culture are routinely criticized and, in some cases, shunned. That is where heavy metal scenes come in. Scenes become homes for fans. They are places to gather to watch local, regional, and national acts, to enjoy the company of like-minded people, and to share knowledge and experiences about metal. Studying local scenes, the people and places, and the music shows that scenes survive and thrive despite myriad issues affecting them. Issues like political persecution brought on by the racist, authoritarian government during apartheid in South Africa, economic hardship that has restricted the community in Hull, in the United Kingdom, and an aging fan base in Dayton, Ohio. The scenes that continue have feeders, something that keeps injecting new life. A local recording studio that allows bands to sell their music locally and internationally, and gives fans another place besides a bar or concert venue to meet and share their interests. A big festival where local bands can play alongside big names. A school or program like in Osaka, Japan, which gives a place for older musicians to mentor younger ones. No matter the geography or the challenges, it takes not only fans but enterprising individuals seeing a need and creating supportive structures to keep a scene strong. For metal music to remain viable throughout the world, it needs strong metal scenes with dedicated people who are looking to keep the music and culture alive. These scenes, big and small, are the best way to bring people together. They serve communities and can keep metalheads and their music together.
That was Brian Bardeen of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.